Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open from American Express, presenting the interactive webcast event, Making a Name for Yourself. Kate and Andy Spade and Bobby Brown discuss their leap from business to brand, created by Open from American Express. Registration at openforumonline.com.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The name Oliver Mutukudzi doesn't exactly roll off the tongue for most Americans, but in world music circles, it's a name to be reckoned with. In four decades of performing, singer and songwriter Oliver Mutukudzi, mercifully known as Tuku to his fans, has recorded 48 albums. He's played all over the globe. He lives in Zimbabwe, but he's in the midst of a world tour, and he's made a stop here in our studio. We'll be talking about music, politics, and more, but first, he's going to perform for us live. The song is called Dama, and here on Soundcheck is Oliver Mutukudzi.
Inga basira minama. Ayo bazira zina maine apa bazira mina mainga aiwa bazira zina ma
That is Oliver Mutukudzi from Zimbabwe performing here in our New York studio on Soundcheck in a song called Dumma. I mentioned earlier Oliver Mutukudzi, known to his fans as Tuku, and Oliver, people also refer to this style of music as Tuku music.
Yes.
So what is that? First of all, I should say it's nice to have you back on Soundcheck.
Thank you very much.
And nice to hear you in a solo setting, because your records, you have a big band and you tour around with a full ensemble.
Yes.
Is it still Tuku music when it's just you and the guitar?
Yes, that's the very root of the music.
Mm-hmm. And is it rooted in traditional Shona music from Zimbabwe somehow?
Yes and no. The yes part is yes. There is some elements of some traditional instrumentalists.
Some piano kind of piano.
Mm-hmm. Some bira, kateko drumming and so on into it. But I'm very experimental. I fuse a lot of different rhythms of Zimbabwe into every song. Yeah.
Now, what language do you usually sing in?
I use Shona.
Mm-hmm.
I am Shona.
Right. Now, people in the world music community praise you as a great writer of lyrics. And of course, the irony is most of the world doesn't speak Shona, so we don't always know what it is that you're singing about. How is that for you when you travel outside of home?
Well, I think music is a feeling. You don't have to understand a single word, but you can tell a said song from the sound of the song, because music is a feeling. So no wonder why people say I'm a good lyricist, because they feel the lyrics.
Mm. Now, what was Dumma about?
Dumma is, if I translate the word Dumma, literally it's mouthful. But in the sense of the song, I'm saying people have sweet words, sweet promises they don't fulfill.
Mm. Well, now that brings us to the whole question of double meanings, you know, which seems to be something that you do quite often, that, you know, you can take that as a mouthful, you know, it's just kind of it's a sweet little title, but then you can also read into it the fact that, you know, there are...
Well, it's not really me doing it. That's how the language is. That's how Shona is.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So in some of the songs, for example, on your album called Nava, there's a song called Zokai, which, you know, basically, if you translate it literally, apparently it's about the passing of an elder in the family.
Yes.
But there's the secondary meaning, the traditional meaning of, you know, when a leader passes on, it leaves room for fresh blood. And given what's happening in Zimbabwe these days,
well, I think that's a translation. But otherwise, the head of the family culturally. In an African context, the head of the family is the father. And if the father dies, the first son takes over, and so on and so on. But people can translate it and use it either in their jobs or in their professions and so on.
So given, as I was saying, given the state of political affairs in Zimbabwe, where Robert Mugabe has been in power for many, many years and, you know, came to power... at the forefront of a real populist movement. I mean, you know, a lot of the musicians helped put this man in power. And speaking of promises that were made and not kept, he is not sharing power, not relinquishing power. You can see why it would be easy for people to take a song like that and read into it a political message.
Well, for me, that's my definition of a good song. If one can use the song to suit himself, then that's a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and one good thing about my messages, my music, they are not periodical. It works yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Even if somebody else goes in power, can be used against them. Even the one who is using it today, if he misleads either his own family, it works against him too.
So there are certain universal themes at work.
I talk about life.
Right.
Yes.
We're speaking with Oliver Mutukudzi, and this is the song from the album Nava. It's called Zokai. This is Oliver Mutukudzi with his full band, and that band will be performing twice in New York tonight at SOBs, two shows at 8 and 10 p.m. Oliver is performing solo for us here in our soundcheck studio as well. Oliver, you were here, I guess, about a year ago, and, you know, again, we were talking about politics, and you said you did not consider yourself to be a political musician.
Yes.
But you were sort of dragged into it when a song of yours, a performance of yours, was used by Robert Mugabe's ruling party without your knowledge or your consent. Tell us about how that happened.
Well, I'm a full-time musician, and I survive from what I do. And if somebody abuses what I do, then I'll go mad, because that's my life. Mm-hmm. That's how I feed my family on. Well, it happened then that the song was used without my consent, and expected money. Somebody must pay, and I should be consulted before the music is used. It's like piracy,
right?
You see.
But there's also there's the additional problem that it made it seem like you were supporting Robert Mugabe's party because they were using your performance.
No, I'm not the only one who has a song that has been used. A lot of people
they've been doing this a lot?
Yeah, but I stood up and said, hey, if you got to use that, then you have to pay for it or mm-hmm. something.
And did you feel like you needed to also stand up and say, this was not done with my consent, I do not support the party?
Yeah, that's
the
what I said. Mm-hmm. If it was my consent, I wouldn't have worried about it.
Right, right. So did they eventually stop using the song?
Yeah, they did.
Okay. How have you avoided, you know, in the wake of that, how have you avoided getting into more trouble with the government there? Is that why you spend a lot of time touring around the rest of the world?
Well, I think I don't point a finger to anybody. I talk about self-discipline. That's what I talk about. And self-discipline is the way we live. Every human lives with self-discipline. You find criminals, it's because they failed self-discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So I talk about self-discipline. That's something that's human. That's a human right thing. It deals with human life. It doesn't point a finger. That's why I said my song, you can use it today, but it can be used against you if you are not self-disciplined.
So ideas of personal responsibility, community, family relations,
family,
these are really important things.
And for us to have this interview, really, it's not our qualifications. It's a degree of self-discipline.
Right. It's been noted that very few of your songs could be classified as love songs in the traditional sense. You know, here in America and the sort of the Western pop tradition, they're almost all love songs when you get right down to it. Why is there this difference in the songs that you write?
Well, like I said, self-discipline is love.
So you're just using a different word for it.
To be self-disciplined, it means respecting the next person. And if you respect the next person, that's love.
Okay.
So it's there's no difference, really.
So they really are people, all love songs.
Some people. Okay. I've listened to a number of Western music where they talk about love. They talk about intimacy, love.
Right.
You see, I'm talking of natural love, humanly love. You know.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about the next song that you're going to play for us? Is this a love song?
Of course, all songs tie up to love. Mm-hmm. They're talking about how we should live.
Right.
How we should unite together, how we should stop the wars, and so on. And all that talks, you're talking about love.
What is this particular song talking about?
Well, the next song, anyway, I'll play you, I'll play a song that's called Mtserendende. And this song is actually talking about our children, our youth, that they shouldn't think life is easy. Life is not easy. They feel a generation before them, life was so easy. But that's not true. I'm saying, hey, wherever you are, just work hard for yourself. Be yourself and be positive about who you are. Then your life will be easy.
All right. Well, let's hear the song. Another live performance, solo, by Oliver Mutukudzi, the Zimbabwean singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He's performing with his band tonight at SOBs at 8 and at 10 p.m. The latest album's called Nava, and here he is live on Soundcheck.
Unzikungo dimburira chete woko chomuga.
Wite madiro, madiro, wite madiro, madiro, wite madiro, madiro, wite madiro, oh, oh, oh. Chete woko chomuke Unzi kungo timburira chete woko chomuke Shinga ira ango sari wakomo utambarara
Another live performance in our soundcheck studio from the Zimbabwean singer and guitarist Oliver Mutukudzi. And he and his full ensemble performing tonight at SOBs, 8 and 10 p.m. Oliver, thank you so much for joining us once again on Soundcheck. It's been a real pleasure.
No, thank you very much to be here.
That's going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, orchestras playing rock hits, violinists in wet t-shirts, opera heartthrobs crooning love ballads. What am I talking about? Classical crossover. We'll host a debate on the merits of this booming musical genre. And a live performance, speaking of crossover, by the classically trained ex-punk rocker and now jazz band leader, Chris Byers and his octet. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced by Brian Wise and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Abraham Reisman. I'm John Schaefer. Check us out online, Soundcheck. At WNYC.org. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.